100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Just wanted to throw some spacing in there to mess with people. It's the weekly challenge where I post the topic, you come up with the stories, and I should put some spacing in there too. Anyway. The weekly challenge for this week is Empowered. Bunch of stories came in on the topic of Empowered. Also, I sometimes send in stories to the Drabblecast forums at drabblecast.org. And this week, one made it. It's really cool when I see folks from send in stories to Drabblecast and get them in. It's neat. And so, yeah, there you go. It's also neat when you send them in here. Don't sell yourself short. Anyway, let's go ahead and listen to all the stories, and I'll be back to promote the next weekly challenge and, oh yeah, those stories during the week.
Good morning, this is Richard. This is my story on the topic Empowered, and it's called Empowered. So, this is supposed to make me feel empowered, is it? I looked from the 14 plastic bags full of the miscellanea of my past life to the now bare walls, shelves and cupboards of my apartment. Now what was apparently a turning point in my life. The creation of a fresh, blank canvas upon which I could paint a new destiny. And all I had to do was take those black plastic bags full of their memories, heartaches, successes and failures of a life that owed more to mediocrity than to satisfaction, and throw them all away. Maybe tomorrow. There you go. All done. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called 100 Dead in the Halls of America. I've always been suspect when I hear someone say, "We don't handhold, we empower." It hangs out with terms like team player and leadership. It often comes from the mouth of someone in the highest level of an org chart. Yep, by folk who love org charts. The only way to help someone up is to get down next to them. Hands on the same shovel. Hands on the same piece of paper. Working the same fucking algebra problem. Working any problem from the floor up. So, to all you three-ring binder consultants, empower this and the horse you rode in on. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
All my life, I fought to be heard. I struggled to be noticed, begged to be appreciated. And never once did I succeed. Pushed down, ignored, and scorned, I was told I would never amount to anything. That I lacked presence, and was incapable of achieving anything. For a while I believed them. But today, will change all that. Today, the gun I hold in my hand empowers me. and, for one brief moment, all the power in the world rests in my index finger. So, go on. Wave to the crowds, Mr. President. And let's see who's helpless now.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. I found the page of a book in the forest. I read it. It didn't make much sense. Then I found another page, and another. I continued down the path and found more pages. I sat down and ordered them. Damn, no page one. I wandered about, trying to find it, until I reached a cabin. Page one was right there. I picked it up and was about to leave when a voice coming from inside said, "I was expecting you." I've read many pages since, and old Patrick, the voice, always closes his eyes and smiles while I read. And this is my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 735 with a prompt of empowered. So here's my story. Bilbert didn't know how to respond. Was this the only reason Linolea Amanda liked him? Because he could fly? His 12-year-old mind tried to put two and two together. Was she just using him for her entertainment and excitement? Empowered and emboldened by his indignation, he asked, "Is that all you care about? Would you still like me if I couldn't fly?" Linolea Amanda gasped. There was a moment of silence, and she hung up on him. This was not the response he had expected. Denial or an argument, maybe. He didn't think she would just hang up on him. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Tour Rubber Zaino here with a story on the subject, Empowered. Our corporate mission statement was up for review. "We empower people." "Stop right there," said Eve. "Divisive language. Us against the othered, them. And people erases their individuality." "How dare you ignore the biggest issue of all," Empathy answered. "Giving someone power foregrounds your power over them. Empowerment is disempowerment. Power is only taken." "Taking power implies you already have power," I suggested. They both glared at me incredulously and shouted no and yes simultaneously. Then they turned on each other. "Great. We'd spend all day and decide nothing." "That's the idea. Keep the clowns out of the actual business."
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
When you're rich, you can do anything. Just ask Michael Jackson. Well, if you could ask him if he were alive, but he's not, because he made others very rich. His managers, his brothers and sisters, his mother and father, and so many executives and lawyers. They wanted to get richer. Keep him alive, and he'll make more music and perform more shows and make more mistakes. Is that what his business manager called it? Lots of royalties and deals coming in. Don't want them held up by lawsuits. Is he having trouble sleeping? We'd better put him to sleep. Permanently. And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of empowered. Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for the text of the stories, links to people's sites, an archive of almost 15 years of these. 15 years. Oh my God. It's going to be a special read in Second Life at Terpsichore. Somewhere, I don't know. Look on the Facebook group or somewhere. Search for it. I should put it up on the site, but after 15 years, really? Whatever. Stop complaining. The next topic is Illuminate. You can learn how to do all that stuff. You've done it before. You can do it again. Why am I even trying to recruit new people? Anyway, thank you all for still being a part of this in spite of everything. And, as always, keep it brief.